Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. Till we get to the end of the Perek, very, very brutal Daf today. We are up to Tet Zayin Amud Beis. We have to go back because we can make it even less impossible than it already is. We're in the middle of the I don't mean to scare anybody off. It's just very, you have to, really have to hold up. Back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer a question. The question was, if somebody does a lot of malachos on a lot of Shabbases, plus he does a lot of tolvos, right? What's the story? Are you chayev one, are you chayev many? Right? Then Rabbi Eliezer said back, you chayev many, it's just like a nida, where even though it's one person, you're chayev many, so no question over here, it's different Shabbases, you chayev many. We already had two opinions, what exactly Rabbi Akiva's question was and what the answer was, right? Rabbah held that the suffix was on Zadon Shabbos v'shigagas malacha, right? You knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot it was a malacha. So what happens this week and next week, right? Zadon Shabbos v'shigagas malacha. I didn't know I'm not allowed to plow, so I plowed this week. And I plow next week. Really, I did a told of plowing this week, and I did a told of plowing next week. What's the story? Am I chayav one? Am I chayav two? Abaya held. The question was the exact opposite. The question was shigigah Shabbat. Shigigah Shabbat. You didn't even know it was Shabbat. Zadon malacha. You know you're not allowed to cook. You know you're not allowed to write, but you thought it was a Sunday. That happened 2 weeks in a row. Is that two chazetes or one chazet? And Abaya held, each Shabbos is not a guf. Each Shabbos is not considered a separate guf. Comes along with chista. No. The question was, each Shabbos is a separate guf. Each Shabbos is a separate guf according to chista. And this, again, the suffix was, what's the story by Shigigah Shabbos? You forgot the malachas. Shigigah Shabbos, Vizadah malachas. You know you're not allowed to do malachas. However, the mistake was Shigigah Shabbos. Okay? So, we're on the second wide line on Tezayin Amud Beis. Amar of Chista. Mina Amin Allah. How do I know I'm right? Okay? Ditanya. Because we learned in a brisa. Ready for this brisa? Hakosev. This is so complicated. Ready? Here we go. Hakosev shte osios. If somebody writes two letters, behelam echad, in one period of unawareness, chayev. You're chayev what? You're chayev achata. Why? Because you did the shear of kosev. What about this? The beis halamos? What if it was two halamos? I thought it was Sunday. I wrote one letter. Then my wife said, what are you doing? You're writing today's Shabbat. Oh, I totally forgot. You take a nap, you wake up, you think it's Sunday. You write a second letter. Now what? Are you chayiv or not? It's a machloke. Rabbi Gamliel, machayiv. Rabbi Gamliel says you're chayiv. Why chayiv? Because Rabbi Gamliel holds a yediyah in between one shear doesn't count. Therefore, it's not considered a yediyah. We had him already. V'chacham in potrin. However, Moda Rabbi Gamliel does agree. Sheim kasav os achas b'shabbes zu v'os achas b'shabbes acheres pater. If you write one letter on Parshas Bereishis and another letter on Parshas Noach, then he agrees you pater. Why does he agree you pater? We'll see in a minute why. B'tanya achriti, we have another brisa. It says like this: Hakosev shtei osos b'shtei shabbosos. If somebody writes two letters on two different Shabbases. Bereishis, he writes a letter, and then Noach, he writes a letter. Echad b'Shabbat Zuv, Echad b'Shabbat Zuv, yeah. Rabbi Gamliel, Mechayiv. Rabbi Gamliel says, Mechayiv. Isn't Rabbi Gamliel inconsistent now? A minute ago, he just said, you're Potter in that case. Now he says, Mechayiv. Chacham Potter. The Chacham say, you're always Potter, which makes a lot of sense, because they're consistent. The problem is Rabbi Gamliel. One Bereishis says, you're Chayiv. One Bereishis says, you're Potter. Right? How do we reconcile Rabbi Gamliel? So, Kasol Kadaita, We thought to say, oh, I added this is as follows. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Sfirulay. Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Now, Rabbi Chista is going to finish off his proof that he's right. Bishlam alididi, this whole story makes sense according to me. Damina, because I say, what was Rabbi Akiva's question? His question was a case of Zadon Shabbos b'shigigas malachos. You knew it's Shabbos. You know about Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos. Zadon Shabbos shigigas malachos means I know such a thing as Shabbos. I just thought I didn't know you're not allowed to Zadon Shabbos b'shig. What? You didn't know about the malachos, right? I feel Rabbi Akiva Omer that even Rabbi Akiva would hold the Shabbosos kigufin domyin. That each Shabbos is its own world. Why? Hadatanya Pater. And when Rabbi Gamliel said that if you write one letter on Bereishis and one letter on Noach, you're Pater, you know what that was talking about? It's a whole different thing. That was Zadon Shabbos. You knew about Shabbos. V'shigigas Malacha. You thought today was Sunday. No. You didn't know about Malachas. You didn't know the Tassar. Right? And the Shabbosos, Kigufin Damien, the Shabbosos are separate bodies. Therefore, if they're separate bodies, they can't combine. Right? What? Correct. So why did Rabbi Gamliel say, one time he said, you wrote Bereishis, you wrote Noach, you're Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv in that case? So why chayev in that case? Right? Well, we're gonna say why. So what's the story? The story is if it's Zadon Shabbos, v'shigigas malachos, and Rabbi Akiva says Shabbos are like gufin, hadanya potter. Why is it potter? So why did one bride say you're potter? Because the Zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos, the Shabbosos kigufin damin, two separate bodies. I did a half a shear over here, a half a shear over there. They can't combine. V'had Tanya Chayiv. I, in one price, I remember Gavlil said, you're Chayiv. I'll tell you why you're Chayiv. It was because it was Zadon Shabbos, the Shigigas Malachos, right? It was Zadon Shabbos, the Shigigas Malachos, Kasavar, Ein Yediyah Lachatzi Shear. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't even matter. What? That's what it says. What? V'hadatanya chayiv, and when the bride said you're chayiv, shigigas Shabbos, v'zadon malachos, right? What? No. Shigigas Shabbos, right? Why are you chayiv? Because, right? The kasavar ain't yediyah lachatzi shir. There's no yediyah for a chatzi shir. Therefore, you wrote on Sunday. I'm sorry. You wrote on Parshas Bereishis. Then Parshas Noach came. The fact that you woke up in the middle of the week that you realized it was the wrong day is irrelevant to Parshas Bereishis. Okay? Why? That makes perfect sense if Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Ella, La Rabba, should be Rabba. But according to Rabba, the Amma who said, Sirele, Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbosos, Kiguf Echad Hain, that Rabbi Akiva held that each Shabbos is one guf, then Bishlom, Mahadatanya, it makes perfect sense that said Yerchayiv, that when Rabbi Gamliel said Yerchayiv, why Yerchayiv? Because, Bishkachatla, Dein Zadon Shabbos, Peshigagas Malachos, whether you knew about Shabbos and you forgot about the Malachos, the Shabbosos, Kiguf Echad Hain, each Shabbos is like one guf. Ubein shigigas Shabbos v'zadon malacha. Or you forgot about Shabbos. You thought it was a Sunday, but you knew you're not allowed to write. The kasavar ein yediyah lachatzi shir. Because I don't care what happens during the week; it's irrelevant. Elazadatani the potter. But there's a brisa out there that said Rabbi Gamliel said you're potter if you write 1 week one letter in Bereishis and one letter in Noach. But my mukbisla, what? Why are you potter? How could you ever be potter? Lo b'chadda v'lo b'chadda. There's no case you're going to be potter. There's no case you're going to be potter. Says Rav Chisda, I must be right. That what? That the Rabbi Akiva was under the assumption that each Shabbos is its own world. If you hold like Rabbah, it doesn't make any sense. Okay? Now, we need a chart, and we need another hour to go through all the sheets and see if everything lines up. Because it all lines up, just we're rushing and we don't have all the sheets even in our head, let alone on paper. Okay? So the Gemara answers, Amar la Rabbah. Rabbah will get out of it and say, Rabbi Gamliel, Svirale Kirebi Eliazar. Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Elazar. That what? The Amar, Shabbosos Kiguf Yedamin. That each Shabbos is its own guf. Therefore, let's say you do, you thought it was Sunday, right? And you did a lot of malachas. You chay for each and every Shabbos. Okay. Now, just like a Shabbos is divided up to make you chay of each and every Shabbos, so too, there's no difference if it's two halves of a shear. Therefore, two halves of a shear will not combine to give you a chiyuv. Does that make sense? Two halves of a shear, they won't combine. Okay. Now wait a minute. Bahamid Diktani, what we said in the Braisa, Umode Rabbi Gamliel. And Braisa said, the first Braisa said, and Rabbi Gamliel agrees, right? That if you write one letter here, one letter there, you're putter. So by saying a lashon like that, that means that there's somewhere where he doesn't agree. Right? I agree to you about that. That's mashma. I don't agree with you about that. Right? So, by the fact that the Braisa said, Umod the Rabbi Gamliel, Michlal, the Pligi Aachriniyasa, that there's some other place where they argue. There must be some other situation where they argue. Right? Now, Be'i Amrit Bishloma, Kirbi Akiva Svirale, if Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva, Hainu, the Pligi. Right? So this is when they're arguing. B'shigigah Shabbos, when they forgot about Shabbos, the Zadar Malachos, but they know you're not allowed to do Malachos. Rabbi Gamliel Savar, Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Gamliel says, there's no Yediyah for a Chatzi Shir. And Umod Rabbi Gamliel would agree, B'Zadon Shabbos, where it's a Zadon of Shabbos. B'Shigigas Malachos, Shu Pater. In that case, you will be Pater. Why? Alma Shabbosos Kiguf Adamim. Why? Because each Shabbos is its own God. Ela'i Amrit, Rabbi Gamliel Kerbalazar Sfirulei. But if Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Elazar, Michlal Depligi, so they must argue somewhere. So B'mai, what are they arguing? Ibe Shigigas Shabbos Vadadon Malachos, if it's a case of not forgetting the Shabbos. But you know you're not allowed to do the Malachos. Afilu Rabbi Elazar Ker Rabbi Gamliel Sfirulei. Rabbi Elazar agrees with him over there. Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. Why? Titania, because we learned in a brisa. Hakosef shtei osios b'shtei shabbosos. You write two letters of two Shabboses. Oz achas for Shabbos zu, but oz achas for Shabbos zu. Rabbi Elazar mechayev. So that can't be a case where they argue. The Ella, how about this one? The achas al ha'orig. Right? Chiyuv in mechayev. You're also chayev. That's cases like this. The halacha is, Raj's long Rashi here says that you can be chayev. Orig is two or three, it's my focus, two or three stitches to be chayef for weaving. However, let's say there is already two stitches on the loom, and you come and make a third stitch, then Rabbi Elazar is chayef for that too. So, what do I gain by that? There's another situation where they can't be arguing on. It's not. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Orig Shalosh Chutin, Betchila, if somebody stitches three stitches, or echad al ha'arig, or one on the loom, meaning only did one stitch. There's already two there. Chayev, you're chayev, right? Why chayev? Because it's like you like makam apadish. You finished. You already did something kosher, right? So what do you see from there? That even one chut can be mitzarit. So that's our question. What does Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ever argue? Nothing they argue with. Amar Rava, so Rava answers, Michlal, the Palig Bechada. The argument is one following case. Ready? Tanya. Hoti Chatzi Grogris. If somebody takes out a half a date, which is the shear of a of Oakland, Bechazai Vahoti Chatzi Grogris, and then he goes back inside and takes out another half, Behelam Echad, all the while forgetting, you're not allowed to carry or forget, whatever it is, one Helam, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. But Beshtei Halamos, but if it would be in two Halamos, then Potter, then you'd be Potter. Why? What do you see from here? That at least by carrying, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Yitzhiya in between breaks up the Yitzhiya. By carrying. Why by carrying? However, it's more complicated. Rabbi Yossi says, Behelam Echad, L'Rishut Echad, Chayim. If it's one Helam, and to the same Rishut, then you're Chayim. But L'Shtei Rishuyot, first you brought it into that public street. Then you brought it into another half into a different public street. Then, even he would agree as Potter. Rabbi Gamliel, Kitana Kama. Rabbi Gamliel holds like the Tana Kama. And Rabbi Elazar, Kerb Yossi. And Rabbi Eliezer, he holds the idea of Bechati Shir. He holds like that. However, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. That what? That if there's a separate Rishus Rabbin, then he would hold the Potter. And Rabbi Gamliel will not buy into that. Therefore, what do you see from here? We found one case where they argue. Okay? That was brutal. Okay? Yes? This is going to continue until we get to the end of the paragraph. Okay, what? More fun. Ready? Toshma. We're going to bring a raya from our Mishnah to Rav Chisda's Vart. Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, that what? Chayiv al kol yachas v'yachas. Yichayiv to each and every one. Whatever Rabbi Akiva asked him, whatever that question was, we thought it was a simple question, but whatever that question was, Rabbi Eliezer answered back as follows. You're chayiv for each and every holda, Shabbat, whatever he answered him, considering my holda for he answered him, and my raya is from Nida. Kalvachomer, and my kalvachomer, I'll prove you right from Nida. Why? Ma Nida. She'en bat totzos harbei. A Nida only has one way of being, of doing the Avera. Not 39 ways of having relations with a Nida. Only one way to do that. So, by a Nida, right? Only one way, nevertheless. Yechayev for each and every Nida. Right? Now, says the Gemara like this. Bish lomel Rav Chisda. This makes sense according to Rav Chisda. To Amar who said that Rabbi Akiva's question was about Shigiga Shabbat. The Zadon Melachos, Boimine. His question was, the guy forgot that you're not allowed to cook right and carry, but he remembered it was Shabbos, right? No, not the opposite. I'm sorry, the opposite. He forgot it was Shabbos altogether. Well, he thought it was what? He thought it was a Sunday, right? Because, the Yomim Shebein Tayim, so during the week, at some point, this was our question. At some point, isn't he going to wake up and realize at some point during the week, hey, I must have been off a day. Everybody's saying the Yom for what's going on here. I must have been off a day. So won't that probably happen? Right? So therefore, Yomim Shebein Tayim, the intervening days, Mihavi Yadil L'chalei, Olo. Is that going to break it up or not? That's our question. Hainu de Amar Lei, that's why Rabbi Eliezer answered back, Uma Nida, the Kavachomer from Nida. What does that mean? What? This is, so 1 second. So, a Nida is compared to doing a lot of malachas on one Shabbos. Right? Sha'af she'ein ladin b'kach l'chalek machmat ha-shabbosot she'ein gufin chalukin, even though each Shabbos is its own entity, right? However, the intervening days of the week should wake you up that you made a mistake. How many mistakes did you make? You only made one mistake. There's 1,000 malachas, you only made one mistake. The mistake was, you thought it was a Sunday. Right? So too Anita, I made a mistake tonight, that at some point, Shana needed forever. At some point, she's going to go to the mikvah. What happened over here? Like, at some point, it's going to be a wake-up call. Yet? Right, but the point is that there's going to be Yom Shebein Tayyim. That's his point. So just like by Anita, there's Yom Shebein Tayyim. And Yechayah for each and every one. So two Shabbos, Yechayah for each and every Shabbos. A little bit of a weak raya, but that's what Rabbi Chitza says. El Rabbah, but according to Rabbah, the Amah who said, Zadon Shabbos, B'shigagas Malachos, who Hudibay Minei. That what was Rabbi Chitza? According to Rabbah, what was the question? The question was, Shabbosos I Kigufin Domin Olo. Right? Is each Shabbos his own world or not? And you know what he should have said? Listen, the question should have been, Nidos. A lot of women. That should have been his question. Not one Nida, Nidos. So he goes, you're right. I'm a look rabbi, Tony Nidos. So change the price, change the mission. Say the word Nidos. You're right. Because your question is about is doing a lot of things wrong. One mistake or a bunch of mistakes. So it's the same thing, but a lot of Nidos in the room. Is that one mistake or five mistakes? So okay, so change it to say Nidos. No, that wasn't Rabbi's question. According to Rabbi, that wasn't his question. Now, Shmuel Tani Nida, Shmuel said the word Nida, Rav Adda Bar Ava Tani Nida also, Rav Nasan Bar Osha, Amar Nida Tani Nidos, fine. Okay, now, Ula Rav Chista, according to Rav Chista, the Amar who said, Shigigash, again, Shigigash Shabbos. Shigigash Shabbos means, you forgot it was Shabbos. Bezadon Malachos. But you know you're not allowed to do Malachos. Hu Devoy Minei, that was his question. The Yom Shebe Tayyip. We have a deal with Chalek Olo, do the intervening days, a wake-up call or not, so then, Nida, my Yomim Sheb Meintayim have a deal with Chalek Ispe. Right? Exactly. That's exactly the Gemara's question. My Yomim Sheb Meintayim have a deal with Chalek Ispe. What intervening days are there by Nida? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Kiyon Sheba'a Leha. You had relations with her when she was Anita. Then, somehow, they both realized what a mistake we made. Then, B'tivla, she went to the mikvah. V'rasa, she saw Dam. They ignored that. V'chazar Bala, had relations again. V'tavla, she went to the mikvah again. They ignored, then, V'chazar Bala, then she saw Dam. They ignored that. V'chazar Bala, the Tvilos, each time she goes to the mikvah, have become Shabbat Tayyim. Is that like a wake up call? But now I'm Tahora, because now I went to the mikvah. What we did last night was a big mistake, right? But it's the same thing like Shabbat. Tashma, another raya. That Rabbi Eliezer said, Haba'al ha-ketanos yochia. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Having relations with a ketana will prove that I'm right. Why? Because it's a one-sided aveira, and yet, you're chayav for each and every act. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, right? The one side of there, why? Because the katana does not do anything wrong. She's a katana. People under the age of, girls under the age of 12 are not responsible for their actions. So she's a katana. She didn't do anything. So, now, Bish, Loma, Larabba, this makes sense according to Rabba, Hainodiktoni, katanos. That's why it says plural katanos. El Rav Chista, my katanos. It should say katana, because only one person, one issue. The Gemara says, katana's the almo. The Gemara meant was, katana's in the world. That's katana's in the world, not specifically more than one girl. One girl, but the idea of girl, of young girls. Okay, we basically finished the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to have this entire Gemara again in the reverse order. Ready? Masnisin delo kahadein tana. Our Mishnah can't be like the following. The Tanya, Amar B'Shirah Ben Elazar, Lokach shalu Rabbi Akiva lebelazar. That wasn't what he asked. Lokach shalu. Here's his question. The exact opposite. Habalish donida. Somebody has relations with his wife when she's anida. B'shogeg, right? Because habalish donida. The helam echad. Then they had again the next night. All shogeg. Mahu. What's the dim? Chayav achas hakulan or chayav achal achas viachas. Amalei chayav achal achas viachas. You chayav each and every one. As a matter of fact, kavachomer mishabes. Ma shabes she'ed be'elazar achas. It's only one of Aero. B'shehu muhuzer al Shabbat, b'shabbat eilu muhuzer al lav. It's also one-sided. It's only you have to keep Shabbat. Shabbat has no requirement to keep you. Nevertheless, chayav al kolachas v'yachas, yichayav each and every one. Nida, sheish bo shtei azharos. Lida has two issues. Shehu mozer al lida, benidim mozer al lav, erodid, shechayim akalachas viachas. Right? The Gemara answers, Amrulo, the Rekiva says that, what kind of raya is that? Lo, ima martav Shabbos, sheish potosot harbe lachatat harbe. Yeah, the reason why you have Shabbos, you have each and every malacha, is because there's a thousand things you can do. Tomar benida, sheish potosot harbe lachatat harbe. It's not true by need, there's only one way to do it. Amrulo, so we'll have to answer back. We'll have Baal Ketanos, sheish potosot harbe lachatat harbe. I'll bring you a raya from Ketanos, Yuchiyach. Sheish potosot harbe lachatat harbe. Because the chayev akol achas viachas. What's the right over there? Habakatam zuchiach. Shem batosot harbe lachatos harbe. It's the same issue for both of them. And nevertheless, chayev akol achas viachas. Amalolo im amarza katanos shekein gufa muchlakin. Because it's different people, different girls. If you meet five different girls, here it's one wife. Amrul amalo habal behem yochiach. What about have religion with an animal? Shein gufa muchlakin. One animal. Chayav akolachas viachas, and you chayav each and every one. Every time you have relations with a behemah, you chayav for a separate lav. Amalo behemah kenida. Either same answer. Either you're right, I take it back, or no, I have the same kasher, a behemah. If you have the same, if you have relations with the same behemah five times, how many avers is that? One or five? So we had just read the entire Gemara as the kasher was nida and the raya was Shabbos. The whole daf was the other way around. The kasher was Shabbos and the raya was nida. Like I said, this Gemara was very difficult because we need a chart and we need another hour to go through every shita and how they all line up. Right? Having said that, look. So we always learn chayav one time. Why? Because it goes by how many mistakes did you make? The answer is one mistake. You can do more mices in the same mistake. Right? So Shabbos maybe is different. Because Shabbos, even though it's one mistake, for each malach is considered its own world. Now the question was different Shabboses, Bereshis and Noah. That was his Rebbe Yekiva's question, right? So that we have a three of machlok. It's so complicated with the answer. We hold you have one avera. It's one avera. What? Because it's only one side of baby. So you know that's Rebbe Eleza held that. Rebbe Yekiva said I'm not holding that. I have the same suffix. Correct. Yeah, Rebbe Eleza holds the five times with your wife. That night. Okay. Hajjan Allah, Amru Lo, Hajjan Allah, Amru Lo, Hajjan Allah, Amru Lo. Now it's very easy. We're going to learn everybody knows this. This is the basics of it's not so basic. All the rules of Asham. Okay? What's that to do with priests? I have no idea. But here it is. Ready? Safek Achal Chelev, Safek Lo Achal. If it's a suffik, if you ate chaylev, or it's a suffik if you didn't eat chaylev. Now, you definitely ate something. The question is what you ate chaylev, or is it kosher? And the answer is, I have no idea. I thought it was kosher. It turns out it wasn't kosher. It turns out it's a suffik. Right? Tafilu achal suffik. Even if you ate the suffik. Yesh bo kishir. The suffik. Ainbo, right? Or even have a suffix on the shear. Same story. Shuman v'chelev lefanav. If you have two pieces of meat in front of you, one's shuman, one's chelev. Shuman means kosher meat. V'achal echad mehen. You ate one of them. Any idea? Ezimein achal. You don't know which one you ate. Look at the top Rashi. The kasavar shuman who you thought it was shuman. V'achar kach, and after that, noda. Someone, it becomes revealed, she'echar ha'yachelev, that the one of them was chelev, v'zelo yodea, eza achal, but you don't know which one you ate, maybe asham talu. You bring asham talu. That's standard case. Listen to what Rashi adds on. Aval im b'shat achila, if while you were eating it, ha'yselo safek, you had a safek, v'hizid v'achla, and you were amazed and ate it. In other words, you said something. This is probably the one that's kosher. I'll eat this one. Mazed who? Who potter? You're potter from a carbon ashram. That's not a suffix. That's fine. Because at the time you ate it, you didn't know. You come in, you walk into your house, you walk into the kitchen, you open the refrigerator, you see a whole bunch of meat, you pull one out, you put it in the microwave. Then you come home, your wife comes home, and she says, no, what was the maid? It was not kosher. But which one was that? I don't know, we don't know. That's a carbon asha. You didn't know. Afterwards, you found out, someone tells you, by the way, one of those, which one was it? Now, if you know, then you ate pishogi. You ate treif pishogi. Then you bring a carbon chatos. But yeah, you don't even know, because there's no simon. So you have no idea. So therefore, you bring a carbon asha. But if you play these games, well, it's probably, I know I'm a lamdin, and it's a berbitalit, all these things, that says Rashi, that's not a suffix. That's called amazing. Right? Because we have a rule, right? You can't play those games. I read that Rashi, because Rashi adds that on. Exactly, you're clear about the case. The case is, you walk into your house, you open up the refrigerator, right? You trust your wife, she only buys in Jewish kosher stores, and you put, some have some crazy situation, there was non-kosher meat in the fridge. You didn't know that. Then afterwards, if someone tells you, by the way, there was non-kosher, why was it non-kosher meat in the fridge? There was a worker there today, so he put a sandwich there. You didn't know that, right? It's not such a far-fetched thing. Then which one was his sandwich? Which one was my sandwich? We don't know. They both look the same. That's a classic example of usher. What? Exactly. Well, that was good. That was good for me, right? So then, if it gives it away, that's not what Rashi's saying. That's not a suffix. But there's no label. There's no label. Okay. That's gonna get a little harder. Ready? Ishto v'achoso imo, the bias. If your wife and her sister, or your sister, are together in the house, shagag v'achat mehen, you have relations with one of them, v'ein edea v'eizem mehen, you don't know which one. You hear that? You don't know which one. How could you not? Why don't you ask them? Why don't you ask them, which one of you was he with last night? So by the way, the Mitzor Devash asked that question, and he says because it happened. Right, either one, it doesn't make a difference. They're both also. They're both also. The Sefer here in Mitzor Devash says you can't ask them because they were sleeping at the time. You had relations with one of them while they were sleeping, so they didn't feel it, they didn't sense it. You don't know which one it was. You hear this? You don't know which one it was. I read it. Yesh lahakshot. Madu ein mevar mitzadavar etel ishto v'achoso. Why don't you go ask them? Kasa v'mutzar devash. Should medubar v'open shahaya yeshenos. They were sleeping. V'lo hergishu b'kach. And they didn't feel it anyway. So therefore, they don't want to ask. Therefore, it's a suffix. Therefore, you bring carbon ashram again. Till you mevar. Shabbos v'yom chol. Shabbos or a weekday, the asa malacha be'echad mehen, you did malacha on one of them, any day be'edim and asa, maybe asham talu. Okay? Right? This can very easily happen at Matzah Shabbos. Right? You already get into the car. Wait a minute. Did I get into the car with still Shabbos? Right? Tosus is going to ask, we're going to have a machloket in a minute. You have to have a suffix, one out of two, or one out of one. I was ate a piece of meat. I don't know what I ate. Maybe it was the worker's sandwich. Maybe it was my sandwich. I don't know. Some say that's a suffix too. Others, it has to be one out of two. There were two women in the house. I don't know which one I ate the supper. There were two sandwiches in the fridge. I ate one. So Tulsa said, how could you have a case of two by Shabbos? Either it was Shabbos or it was Chol. It's not one out of two. Let's figure out an answer for that question. So that's only one suffix. It's only one suffix. Only one topic. Just like if you ate one chela, two kedetim in one period of unawareness, you only bring one chatas. Kain alo hoda shalahen. So too, if you're not sure, ain't a maybe el asham toli echad. Even if you ate a lot of kedetim of the sandwich, im haisi yedia ben tayim. If you woke up in between, kishem shemehu maybe chatas alkalachas viachas. Kach maybe asham toli alkalachas viachas. So the same exact rule. Kishem she'achal chelev dam pigel noser pehelam echad chayav akalachas v'yachas. Why? Because each one's a different avera. Kach alohodesh alehen. If you make a mistake on each of them, You had tomato juice and blood. And you drank one. You don't know which one you drank. And you had the same thing with pickle. And the same thing with noser. And the chayev, baby, ashram tala, kalachas v'achad. You bring it out ashram tala, each and every one. Okay? Itmar. Rabbi Yossi Omar, chaticha achat shaninu. One piece. Safek shal chalef, safek shal shuman. There was one sandwich in the fridge. And you ate it. And you're not sure. Did the worker already eat his sandwich? Or this one was maybe his? And the worker's already gone? He's already been deported? So you can't ask him. Chia bar Rav Omar, no. It's chaticha mishtei chaticha shaninu. One out of two. Okay? That's the stuff. One out of two. So b'may kamifli, what are they arguing about? So the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, v'yimnefesh ki techeteh, v'asa achas b'kol mitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena, and you do one of the mitzvot that Hashem said not to do, right? V'lo yoda, and you weren't sure now, v'asham, and yet it's a mistake, v'nasa avono, you've been covered asham. So it says the word mitzvot. It says the word mitzvot, right? Rabbi Yossi Amar, yesh ein l'masoret. We follow how the Torah is written. And the Torah is written mitzvot, it's really written mitzvot, which is singular. Therefore, one singular, one mistake, one piece of meat. Ksiv. V'chia barav amar yesh ein l'mikvah. No, the key is how do you read it? And we read it mitzvot kareinu, which is plural. So it's a plural means one out of two. Now, Esav, when the Ravasi, formula, here, Barav, the Ravasi, wait a minute. Chelev and Shuman, Lefanov. The mission itself says, you have Chelev and Shuman, Lefanov, right? Bachal, Achaz Mehen, my love, but Zeva Shtechatichos, Reishanami Shtechatichos, right? So the Gemara, so what do you see? How could you say it's one piece? The mission itself says two. Amalahu Rav Lo, Lo Tadeli Basibcha. Don't say things upside down. The Yachol Vishnuya Lechu. We could answer like this. Seifa b'shtei chatichos. Reisha b'chaticha achas. In other words, that required has to be two pieces. It could be. It could also be one. Ihachi, yesh lama chaticha achas michayev, shtei chatichos tzricha l'neimar. So if I'm chayev for one, and certainly I'm chayev for two, how would the Mishnah say the second case? The answer is, zubein tzarech l'olma zu. You're right. The Mishnah does that many times. It'll say something even though it wasn't necessary. So really, even if there's one piece, you're chayev an asham. And if it's two, you also chayev, so for sure you chayev an asham. Why did the Mishnah say it? Because the Mishnah would do that sometimes. It would say something that's not a chiddush at all. Correct? No, but the second the sheet to hold, if there's only one sandwich in the refrigerator, and you're not sure if it's yours or the workers, you would not bring an asham. Because you're only, nothing. I don't know. What would you, I don't know, maybe nothing. Why? Because the only time you bring an asham is one out of two. So two sandwiches and you ate one. But if it's only one sandwich, you would not bring an asham. No, so you also three, all they're all treif, then you bring an achata. You made a mistake. You thought it was kosher. It's a mishogeg. Now, well, lechi barav damar mitzayv shtei chatichos ve'chanami shtei chatichos masnisa tarti lamali. But according to the other sheet that says what, it has to be out of two. So even in the first case, where the Mishnah said one, it really meant out of two. That the Mishnah said the same case twice. You eat one out of two. You eat one out of two. Why does the Mishnah do that? The Gemara answers: Purusha kama farish. No. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Safek achal chelev, so if it lo achal. Maybe Hashem told it. Case that was the case. Kigon, sheyeh chelev v'shuman lefanov. Case of one out of two. Amar v'udam harav, ha'yu lefanov shtei chatichos. Get two pieces. Achas shel shuv, achas shel chelev. V'achal, achas mehen. You ate one of them. Then you ate the man achal. You don't know which one you ate. Chayev. You're chayev. Chaticha achas, safek shel chelev, safek shel shuv, v'achla. Putter. Then you'd be putter. So what do you see from here? Amar Rava, my time of the Rav. My time, what's Rav's reasoning? Damar Kra, v'asa achas mikol mitzvot Hashem b'shkada. Ad sheyishkog b'shtayim. The I, mitzvot ksiv, right? It's plural. Mitzvot karinon. I'm sorry, mitzvot ksiv. So the answer is, mitzvot karinon. It's Lashon Rabim, and therefore, you have to have a suffix of two. It's mitzvot, we read it mitzvot. Eis ve'abaya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, koi, you have an animal that's a suffix, you're not sure if it's a suffix of a chaya or a suffix of a behema. What's the difference? It's a kosher animal. The difference is that the chaylev of a chaya is mutter. the chalev of a behemoth is asur. So you ate the chalev of a koi. Did you do anything wrong? So what the Mishnah Brisa says, yeah, or even b'shokeh, koi, chayav an al Hashem talu. A koi, you chayav an Hashem talu. Oh, wait a minute, there's only one mistake. There's only one suck, one koi here. So I'm below, Rabbi Lazar Savar, Yeshem Lemasores, Mitzvah. You know why? Because that sheet to hold, like Rabbi Elazar. That what? That's Yeshem Lemasores. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Eisvei, another kasha. We'll do them online. Suffolk ben Tisha, Larishon, or ben Shivala Achron. Right? Someone's husband died. He's supposed to wait 3 months to see if the baby's, who's the father of the baby. The person doesn't wait 3 months. Has a baby within 3 months, and who's the father? It's a suffix if it's husband number one, suffix if it's husband number two. She got married a week later. She gives birth 7 months later. Who's the father? So it's a suffix. So, halacha is, Yotzi, she has to leave. By the way, the person she married is her brother-in-law. So the question was, is it Yibum, or was it not Yibum? If the baby's from the first husband, then she married her brother-in-law, but Issa. Why? She had a son. If the baby's the second husband, it's a mitzvah. So therefore, Yotzi, she has to divorce the second guy. The Vlad Kasha. The Vlad's Kasha no matter what. Either she had a son from the first husband, or she was Mekayeh mitzvah of Yibum. So the son's okay. She has to leave because she did a mistake. Anyway, Bechel v'Nasham Talu. She has to bring Nasham Talu. Why is she bringing Nasham Talu? There's only one topic here. No two people. The other first husband's dead. No, it's exactly the kasha. They only have one out of one. Right? They only have one out of one.
No,
I don't think that's true. Where am I here? I'm sorry, the suffix on the woman. There's only one woman here. That's how the Gemara is phrasing it. Yeah. So Gemara answers, Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. Same answer. The answer is, Yeshayin Lemasoret. So according to these cheetahs, because no, she has to bring an Hashem Talu.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's a suffix. It's a suffix. No, because it's a suffix if she married the guy too early. It's only one suffix. I mean, maybe also. So it's only one suffix. That's the Gemara answer. We'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Resume tomorrow.